According to the National Institute of Health, one out of three adults are overweight and one out of every six children. Two out of five adults and one out of five children are obese. Do we care? Knowing our weight affects our health, the Lord set boundaries to protect us, urging us not to overdo anything. Gluttony means overindulgence of food and drink. And it is described by Paul in Philippians 3:19 as the God of our stomach or appetite or belly. On the other hand, fasting denies our flesh of food and causes us to pray instead to the one who made us. Fasting says we care more about our relationship with God than the food he created. Jesus himself fasted and he urged us to fast and pray, especially when all else failed. Fasting promotes self-control. Feasting out of control promotes idolatry and health issues. Even the world right now, many are praying and fasting because of the global issues that are facing us. So, Father, we come to you and thank you for your word that says that you want us to fast. Jesus, you said, and when you fast, to not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Thank you, God, that there is even a reward for fasting. May we be compelled to fast and pray, especially for the issues of our world and our country, that there will be less obesity and less health issues as a result. We know, Father, that your word says in Proverbs to put a knife to your throat if you're given to gluttony, to overindulgence on a regular basis. So, Father, we know we don't want to do that physically, but we pray, Father, that more and more people will fast and pray instead of giving into diet fads and diet pills and surgeries that could harm them more than help them. We pray, Father, for us to listen to what you said and cried out to us, Joel 2:12. Yet even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. May this come to pass. And in Ezra 8:23, they fasted and implored you, God, and you listened to their entreaty. Father, may we understand that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in us, whom we have received from you, that we are not our own, that we were bought at a price, that we are to honor you with our bodies. And so, Father, we confess that we've not fasted as Jesus commended us to do, and as a result, we tend to be given over to earthly pleasures. Our flesh seems to have more control than you, Lord. We confess obesity is our nation, in our nation is a sign of comfort and ease, rather than surrendering all of us to you. We confess food's been our God, listening to our stomach rather than fasting. We confess breakthroughs in our family, city, country, state, and county have been missed due to our negligence to fast or our overindulgence to food. Forgive us for not caring about this obesity issue. We pray, God, that more and more pastors and leaders and groups will call us to fast. We repent of eating too much, listening to our flesh, indulging or overindulging, not caring for the rest of our country, even the children who are affected, and not watching what we do around others. We pray, Father, that there will be such a change in this, that more and more people will be called to fast and pray, and will begin to do that, even if it just starts with one meal, and they take that time to spend with you, discovering the joy of living in that place of more intimacy with you and seeing breakthroughs in their lives as a result, in Jesus' name.